There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
All I want to do in my life is a citizen service.
I know, but you have to see a crime then, Henry.
And I see a crime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
Your head's too big, physically big.
Yep, oh, and man, that reminds me. My friend Neil used to make fun of my head so much, but now I think my body has grown into it.
Yeah, it really has. It's really caught up.
Welcome to the last podcast on the left, everyone. It's Ben hanging out with Henry. Marcus is not with us.
No, he's alive.
No, he's not with us.
No. If he was dead, there would be a bigger announcement.
Yeah,
we'd monetize it. It'd be merch.
We would tweet that.
Yeah. There would be a tweet for that. I didn't have that on my 2022 bingo card. I'm already upset.
Cults, they're growing. And where are they growing?
Everywhere.
In your pants and online.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
We're going to talk about how the internet has weaponized groups in a way that is interesting. I would say interesting, unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
You never know what's going to come out of these groups, but also, but at the same time, a lot of it's not very good. And but it can also be neutral, because in some things, isn't it nice to have your Uncle Frank giving him something to do?
Well, stay away from the kids there. So because this is such a large subject, we've decided to join forces with the ladies behind the fantastic podcast, Spun.
Someplace underneath.
Amber Nelson and Natalie Jean have joined us. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're so excited to be here at the table with you.
Don't you deny you're my wife. Your should wife I, first, podcaster second.
I'll start every sentence with, Henry is my husband, nice. And I'm thankful to be here.
Nice. Well, this
you have
is
to walk
great.
5 feet behind him.
No. She walks in front because she's stronger physically.
I did eat too much food yesterday, so this will help me vomit. Isn't that great?
What'd you eat? Chicken wings?
Oh, Thai food. I went a little Thai crazy.
Oh, I know that failing man. Night horse, man. He comes unleashed. And sometimes you got to make it look like you're with the family.
You know, you wake up and you say, I'm not going to do that today. But then around midnight, you do it.
Yep.
Isn't that something? Well, Speaking of doing it, it seems like people are lost. Maybe some people
really
Uber
good.
Eats. Maybe some people go to Thai food.
Mm-mm.
But other people go to Teal Swan.
Yeah.
Her real name is Mary Teal Bosworth.
Yep.
But Teal Bosworth sounds like a place where you go get gaped and maybe you have your nipples played with.
British cigar shop.
Oh, that's nice.
Teal Swan, much more
Swan
pleasant
is
and welcoming.
It sounds like it's a name that she got from walking out a pond and seeing a swan float. It's actually one of her ex-husband's last names.
Oh, yes, girl. So, steal from that man.
Yeah. She might have married him just because she was like, this last name will work perfectly for me.
Yeah,
then
she
was divorced quickly.
Because it's a good four letters, which I think is really important. But you guys just covered Teal Swan in a series for Spun. And so that's why while the information is fresh inside of your eggs, I figure that you guys could throw them out on the table and describe to us kind of the beginnings of Teal Swan, and then we can jump in. Because I ended up watching a bunch of her seminars on
Vimeo.
Did
you get sucked in?
You know, I was more just very impressed with her crowd work.
She has
very attractive.
She's beautiful.
Let's talk about this.
Hottie certified.
It's black hair and blue eyes, which just makes my uterus just wall. Like when I look at this, you know, and I'm a lesbian when I look at Teal Swan. Like,
whoa,
that's
you already
thing.
got Amber. You
I
got
kind of got. Am.
We've had to keep pulling her out through this.
One of the things that she doesn't do is blink. And I wonder, does she just have naturally wet eyes?
Mm.
And that might be a necessity for a strong cult leader is
wet
eye
ass
contact.
Point. Wet ass eyeballs.
Wet ass eyeballs. I love that new song by Henry Zebrowski. But what do you guys think about her presentation on YouTube? Because it does suck you in, and YouTube provides an environment that is hyper unique, very specific, and very personalized. Mm. And the fact she makes eye contact, I mean, sometimes when I'm real down and I don't have Uber Eats and I don't get my Thai food, I got to look at my YouTube motivational, inspirational videos, mostly coaches talking about how their team was able to win. But Teal Swan delivers a similar message.
Well, Amber, I know that you mentioned, because Teal is a perfect internet guru, she came in right at the right time for the internet. She actually has openly said that she uses keywords and like search words, like the algorithm to her benefit. So if you type in my mother just died.
Yeah.
What do I do? We get the suicide prevention hotline and then Teal Swan.
You chop up the body.
Oh, yeah.
You find out where to put the pieces of the body.
Lop off the breasts so they think it's a serial killer and not her wonderful son.
That's more of a WikiHow.
That's a WikiHow.
Yeah.
I think the point taken that we should all take is more hashtags to create more camaraderie in our posts.
You took a social media lesson.
Yes, social media is key. No.
She's savvy. It's not the hashtags. It's the insidious putting it into the coding of when she has her videos come out. So you don't know you're being drawn to it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She gets a lot of followers going, the universe just brought me her video when I was really depressed, but it's actually because of what you're searching.
Right.
Then now, she shows up.
Ms. Bosworth, she started her life. Now tell me if this is true or this is not, that she was a part of a systematic torture world done by a boutique cult leader that found her as a little girl and then did stuff like sew her up inside of a corpse.
And
he killed a baby in front of her. Now,
corpse.
Yeah, this is legit, right? He turned her into, because that's on Hoth, Star Wars, what they did with it. Was it Fernando? What's the name of the beast? You don't know the name of the beast? Not the Snorlax.
Let's call it the Lorlax.
The Hantha or whatever it is. With Bantha, when he crawls up inside the thing, when Luke Skywalker hides from the snow.
She got her sort of whole mantra off this other woman who looks like a blow up doll in a suitcase that arrives from you from China. You know what I mean? Like her eyes are sunken in.
You believe Barbara Snow?
Barbara Snow. Yeah. So she does past regression therapy where she's just basically like, so your father did molest you, didn't he? And you're just like, he didn't. And she's like, yes, he did. If you want to eat some food and get up and leave this place, your father molested you, didn't he?
So you may know the name Barbara Snow because she was prolific in the Satanic Panic. Okay.
And so Barbara Snow was Teal Swan's childhood therapist, correct?
Teenaged therapist. Early 20s.
Let's just go back. We have got quite a bit to unpack here. Mm-hmm. So everything you just said, Henry, is bullshit.
I teed it up.
No.
I teed it up.
But is that what Teal Swan says her origin story is? That she was abused? It was a systematic event?
She was sewed up inside of a corpse and then went and saw a rated R movie inside of a body.
Yes.
They showed a movie inside of the person's body.
No, I'd made a joke.
It's very difficult.
Okay. Yes. I don't like to play this real life Russian dolls is not funny. So she has an empathetic backstory. And I guess this is where she is able to connect with people when they're going through trauma, right?
Yeah.
Because she's like, I've been through trauma. I was systematically sold and I was sewed inside of a person's asshole.
Yes.
So then they can say, no, you understand what it's like when my dog died.
Yes.
Is that the point of story?
It is. That is her qualifications. And it's really fucked up when you hear some of her followers because, like, for example, one guy who was interviewed was a Rwandan genocide survivor. Oh. And so he's there with her saying
he seems to have real trauma.
Yeah.
Everybody's trauma's relative.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you imagine that?
But then he's going to her going, oh, she understands what I've gone through. So I'm going to give her a bunch of my money.
Oh.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she might not have been sewn into a body because it's physically impossible. So I would like to see
very, 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 very big.
Can we do a Mythbusters?
Oh, yes.
Honestly, Mythbusters is running out of ideas. They just did one on do girls fart? And they strapped a fucking camera or something to the, I swear to God, they just did it. And so the woman on the show just had to all day is trying not to fart. And then she did.
Wow.
And then they myth-busted the idea that women don't fart. And
Amber,
I've seen the documents.
I know
do.
You know.
I fart all the time when I'm by myself.
Because you're classy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classy.
And Natalie farts in a bag and we keep it next to the bed.
Well, I'm sure
I wasn't aware of the bag. But.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This is more retconning. I'm sorry. I was talking to Barbara Snow earlier today.
He harvests at night. But to that point, I bet you Teal Swan, that's probably next on her merch page.
Oh,
selling farts.
I see. Even a bag full of farts. I'm saving for you.
It's like the gamer girl bathwater, but escalated.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I know some girls do sell farts online.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Absolutely.
And we're here for it.
Yeah.
Amber, come on, get on this.
I know. The more I look into this stuff, like what Teal Swan does, the more I'm like, what am I doing wrong on the internet?
You have a
hashtag
more. You're not lying. Person, and you can't just take money from people who already have very little of it.
You're not a businesswoman.
That's why this is so deceptive and dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Now, Natalie, I want to ask, how did she transition into becoming this leader? Now, I know that she found the internet, she hopped on the wave early. But that's like one thing that I wasn't very clear on. Like, when, how did she end up setting up her, I would go as far as to say a ministry, like an internet ministry, internet self-help thing. Like, how did she end up like starting that?
Yeah, she has a philosophy I would really kind of equate to like a combination of The Secret and like Dianetics. So it is sort of in that self-help realm, but it's also
LRH
religious.
LRH not getting his proper due for what he brought to the modern world. Yeah.
So you're saying that L. Ron Hubbard should be happy that he helped create multiple cult leaders that are taking
but
money
a
from
really
innocent
beautiful
victims.
One. Yeah, he's a feminist.
LRH would be very proud of the work that he's done.
Well, so she's always been a very unique person. You can tell she's unusual and she's very charismatic. She has the gift of gab. She can talk and talk and talk, and she never stutters. She's got all the elements that are in place there. So she's already kind of drawing people in to her when
she was
young.
Was she just a straight vlogger? Like, was that how
she
started?
Was a model. Yeah, but she was a kind of model I was, which was like, I had a Model Mayhem account. So did she.
Yeah,
so like,
You got paid to model.
That's still
eventually
more than
I did. But yeah, look, no shame.
I went to Balthazar, whatever you call it, and then just did that little walk and got my hair curled.
Dude, I used to meet photographers on Model Mayhem and go to their houses.
Yeah, wow. I don't understand.
You can actually still find some old photos of me on Camel Toes. I had one of the strongest camel toes in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Excellent.
There you go.
You should tell. You don't ever brag about
I know.
Your
I don't.
It's because he folds his penis up and he pulls the jeans around his balls.
Because it's not about the penis. It's about the toe.
It's about the cleft.
Yeah.
Teal Swan. I'm glad these women are here.
I love it. Well, the thing about Teal Swan is her voice. You would think a leader would be bombastic. You know, just like, you obey me. But her voice is very controlled. It comes in. You come into her. It feels like you're being psychically
It's very intimate.
Awakened. It's very intimate. Yeah. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's like hour three in her videos. And you're like, what have I been doing?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's very hypnotic. She has, we were saying on the show, she has a voice that sounds like Elizabeth Holmes a little bit in the sense that she.
Yes. It is a
voice,
fake deep.
Yes, exactly. It's like, it's not, I don't know
Look
if that's really.
Look at my
really,
camel toe.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh my God. Amber.
My wife is here.
Tell me more.
Big old soppy camel toe.
Whoa. I love
it's like
that.
A water slide down there.
Feel like I'm the luckiest boy in the desert.
So she got really into the sort of new age because she was around the Mormons. She wasn't, her family was not from LDS.
And we've talked about, we just did a small little boutique cult on last podcast called The Children of Thunder. And we talk about one of the superpowers of Mormonism is that ability that's baked in within their central philosophy that anybody can have, become a prophet and can have a revelation and then can start their own crew because they it's all built in. So she kind of already was, franchising. Mm-hmm. And she was already actually aware of this factor, like literally, I can just do this.
So she started off modeling on Model Mayhem. Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic. And then she started doing YouTube videos. At what point?
Before the YouTube, she started a following in the New Age community where she was.
And this was a tangible community that wasn't online?
This was
like when we put up a monthly sketch show in New York.
Yes. So that was, I think, integral to her because this is where she established this one specific guy who is still next to her. He is her, like, validity, essentially. He will say he's a yes man to her.
Okay.
Then this is like beta.
This is a Dr. Cuckin scene that I saw that on the Gaia documentary, Open Shadow.
Yes, yes, yes. So this kid, she found him early when she was developing a commune of like-minded New Age people. He came by and became her kind of sidekick. And he's basically the only person who's been with her the entire 15, 20 years.
She had
and
a
he
little
cooks for her and he sets up all the video shit for her.
And he validates any story she says.
Oh, I like this. I want that relationship.
Gotta find him.
Can I have a boyfriend that sets up my Twitch stream and feeds me?
Well, according to Teal.
First mate.
According to Teal, the way she found him was she met him at a party. I can tell what she's thinking is that she clocked him.
She's like,
he's weak.
And then she showed up at his house one night in her early 20s saying that she was like being assaulted, and then he took care of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they moved in together.
First of all, Amber, you're going to have to be slightly less picky with your dates because I hear your dating stories and I always feel bad for the guy. So, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, we call them Amber stories.
Really?
50-50.
I didn't say that.
50-50 with your stories. We don't know who's the victim and who's not.
Oh my God. I mean, okay, maybe I am a monster.
No, you're not a monster.
I'm a little bit of a monster.
You're a unique woman.
I get
not
it.
A monster.
I don't know. People called Natalie and I monsters.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now look.
It's okay. The last guy I said no to, I went on a date with him and he literally said nothing the whole time. I'd be like, so you're going to go see your mom soon,
so
huh?
So why didn't, so you just had an opportunity to have this man.
Yeah, that's the thing. That was him. That's the doctor.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Because yes, men don't, better zip it. Zip it.
He said nothing.
Nothing.
2 hours. Nothing.
No, great. Perfect.
Maybe he was mute. You disgusting, disgusting woman.
So back to Teal Swan, the real psychopath. So she actually had a commune of actual people. Yes. And then how did she get to the internet? And how did she discover that? Because like Henry said, she is an OG.
Yeah.
Just straight to camera blabbing.
Talk about boom, flip it. So she got that first guy into a relationship. She made it so that she was too much for him, but that they were still connected. So they stopped dating.
They had a
she brings in
uncoupling.
Another partner.
Yeah, yeah.
This partner is from the Mormon community.
Okay.
And he is completely sex deprived. He talks about this. He's done interviews. And so she comes in and like draws him in with this energy.
Yeah.
And he's really good at tech. So he starts building her website. And he also has helped her develop this in the first couple years. However, he detracted because she told him to kill himself and then he committed himself to a mental institution. And he got away that way.
Couldn't
That's
handle,
how he got out.
Well, couldn't handle the heat.
Well, it sounds like if anyone tells you to kill yourself, don't do it, number
one. Don't, please
and,
don't.
And please get out of there. We don't need a Michelle Carter situation.
Yeah. So he's spoken openly. If you want to hear his story, he does a 4-hour interview on the show Mormon Stories.
Oh. I've seen that website and it is very graphic.
No, that's Mormon Girls.
That's different.
Henry, that's pornography.
That's pornography. is it true? So Neil, would you say that the main controversy, the reason why we kind of all now know about Teal Swan is her views on suicide?
One of the reasons, yeah. There's a couple.
And that's like, but that's kind of like, that was the big hook in, which is being like,
that was the big like, wait a second.
She basically, and maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, her viewpoint is that suicide is essentially neutral, almost what she called, a restart button.
She calls it a reset button.
A reset button.
Yeah.
A reset button, yeah, but you don't get turned back on.
Now, why does that work for her?
Well, because like she puts those keywords in, right, that I'm depressed. I'm feeling suicidal. I had this horrible thing in my life. She's drawing people in who are already on the cusp.
Right.
And so she has this way of, and she's correct in this. There's not a lot of good mental health care, especially for suicidal people.
Sure.
There just isn't.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people don't know where to go, how to find, and the way that she talks in assurance and the way that she's beautiful and these sort of almost satanic, like Satanist sort of like, at first when you hear her, you're like, this is fucking cool, man. I get this. I feel this.
The Satanic Witch talks about this idea by Anton LaVey. And we talk about this all the time. It's all about the packaging. A lot of times, especially in this type of world, the world of enchantment and the world of person to person, bring you in, which was now you could see is obviously manipulated by cult leaders. Like the thing about Teal Swan that works, which is kind of even people ask me, people have asked me, like, how does a good podcast host come about? How does that work? It's that the person has to match the material and that you look at Teal Swan and she looks like an alien and that she looks like this ethereal, untouchable type of person, especially with the no blinking. It's fact that even
it's
you
a
bring
good call.
It up,
I've never even thought, but it is true. Her
it's
gaze
the no
is
blinking
like endless.
Because I watched a How to Act for Film class by Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
What was this, a master class?
Oh, so no. It was just he did this hour long talk that's online. But
did
he
you
basically
pay for it?
No, it's free on YouTube.
You know how to act for camera.
Yeah, you just stand there.
Yeah, you've been in movies. Why would you watch that?
I haven't acted in 3 years. And so, but Michael Caine, what he said straight up is that if you want to be believable on camera, is never blink. And that's like that was like one of his big lessons.
Now I want to blink.
Yeah, he says never blink.
It's making my eyes itchy.
Yeah, no, keep your eyes open. But Teal Swan is the perfect example of like, I don't believe the words that are coming out of her mouth, but you could see how a less prepared person could believe the words coming
out of her. Yes, and Amber, you were mentioning that when you were going through a hard time in your life, in a different point in your life, you're like, I'm really glad I didn't Google the things I was thinking and found her because I feel like, and I get that, I feel like she's somebody you could fall into and then it's that sort of, you go down the path and then you're in the thick of it and you can't get out again. You're just like, oh, I'm here now. I have to agree with everything. I have to yes and what's happening here.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road. And get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name. Absolutely. Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Another one of her little friends that runs a sort of a again, like, what is a cult? We'll discuss that later.
A spiritual science situation.
Yeah. But I saw the first
episode.
I love
that term.
He calls himself, I think that's his title.
Spirit science.
Yeah.
So I watched, it was like a 12 episode sort of guru thing. And I watch episode one and he says about how all your thoughts dictate your reality. And I was like, cool, rock and roll.
Everything is mental.
Everything's
mental. Kabbalion, all hermetic thought is kind of based on that.
So then I fall asleep and I wake up to episode 12 and he says, so we all know Jewish people come from outer space.
Oh,
and I was like, what happened 2 through 11,
exactly.
Man?
Gotcha.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you missed a lot there.
Yeah.
So going back just to kind of lay the groundwork still on her. So she got the website up and going. She got a little following on her webpage and then she went to YouTube. And how long did this take before people were like, oh, shit, she's the one for me? Was it a slow process or did it happen relatively quickly?
I think pretty quickly.
Because she's not that. She's only 37 years old.
She's almost 40, I think. But she started doing this when she was, after she started seeing the satanic panic therapist,
mm-hmm. okay.
and came up with this origin story.
The blow-up doll in the packaging.
Developed, yes.
Got it.
So that was about 22, I want to say. She was 22. So, you know, this happened relatively quickly.
And then she started YouTube.
And then she came onto YouTube.
Okay.
And she also wrote a book, which I would consider like her sort of Dianetics, where it's her methodology.
Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
The Sculptor in the Sky.
It's not that one.
She also has The Connection Process, a spiritual technique to master the art of relationships.
I think that's that one.
She's really successful.
She has a lot of books. She also has Shadows Before Dawn.
Because she has the next same thing. So I went
Hunger of the Pine?
Yeah.
The Anatomy of Loneliness.
Very
How
sensual.
How to Find Your Way Back to Connection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But here's the thing about all these books is you listen to these in doctrines, and if you ask me to recite what she said afterwards, I'd be like, I don't know, but I felt good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I felt good.
I was talking with Shane Morton a long time ago. It was like kind of my mentor. He works on Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. And he always kind of says this too, because I was talking about how there was a period of time where I had LRH's speeches like on CD and I was listening to them in my car, right?
It was like last week.
It was when I still had a CD player in the car. So I kept I would listen to it like as I went, and it is really interesting because eventually it is all gobbledygook, but it does begin to make sense. And after a while you're like, Hillary, she's actually kind of funny. Like, saying stuff like that. And Shane
That's what
Morton,
people said about Rush Limbaugh.
Yes. But Shane Morton, talk about this. It's about rhythm. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of what I was going to bring up about Teal Swan is the most impressive thing is what you were saying before, Natalie, to me, is her ability to run that mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I watched
talented.
A seminar of hers. It was like an hour long. So now I guess like the YouTube thing, once the population grew, her group grew, because now she started doing these workshops, right? Mm-hmm. Where you could pay, it's like $200 a pop to go and straight up.
She also has a full-time commune now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She wants to save the money to buy land. She wants to
have a country.
She wants to own a country. Yeah. I like her.
No,
except for the suicide thing.
No, she gets
no
anger.
I think she's dreaming big, baby.
Dreaming
that
big.
Much worse. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Except for the whole where she kills people with her words.
Yeah.
That part.
But one of her abilities, it seems. So I think
that's a question that we can ask later.
Oh, sure.
Oh yeah. But she's the source of information. This is kind of what I've gleaned. She's the source. Right. So in order to get her lessons, you have to be close to her and kind of pick them up over time. It's kind of the way Marshall Applewhite worked,
mm-hmm.
like this idea that, well, I'm the only person with the key that opens the door. And so you guys can't do what I do. You need me to complete.
And she started out that that process saying, don't just see me at the top.
Of course.
And then a couple years in, she was getting mad at people for you're cross-referencing people. You're not taking my advice. And then it became a no, only me thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Because she's a clairvoyant or clairsentient, right? Is that what she says she is?
Cognizant, clairsentient, clairvoyant, and something else.
Claire Jules. That's where I got my belly button pierced.
Whoa.
We all love Claire's. So what does that mean? Can you, clairvoyant? I mean, obviously I know what the term means, but in her context?
We broke it down very poorly
on the
episode.
Does that just mean she reads comments on the YouTube page?
She says she does drawings of the future. I know that. She does drawings of the future. I know that she believes that she knows future events.
Have we seen these drawings?
Oh, she sells them for lots of money.
Oh, right.
She also sells jewelry that looks like a little kid did it in an arts and crafts show. It's kind of cute.
It is cute.
A lot of mandalas she puts together. She paints her little paintings that she believes that will help you.
She says they're energy charged and that you put them up and they'll fix your chakras and all that.
Okay, but none of this is nefarious.
No.
Unless, of course, again, you convince people to commit mass suicide.
Well, the thing is, we already know of two members of her Facebook group that went on to commit suicide.
Well, before that, though, is Leslie, who she directly was, I personally believe, was responsible for her suicide.
Now, can you explain that a little bit? Because she Michelle Carter'd this woman a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, well, I'm looking at some of the Teal Swan paintings as well. And I must say, I don't know what it looks like a stained glass window.
You're blocked.
Drawn
and
by.
And you're not mature enough spiritually or sexually to understand it.
She does like circles, and isn't that important for life? Okay, got it.
Yeah, it does remind me a little bit of like drawings you do while you're not listening to your history teacher.
Exactly. It really is. This is just what you would draw.
Mine were just
notebook.
A mass death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amber and I, too, discussed that. She has her journals from her youth where she's,
oh my gosh,
she's saying, this is proof I was being satanically ritually abused. And Amber, our journals all were filled with women screaming and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I had a vial. I would catch my tears in it.
Yeah.
You know, that was
Are
me.
You a witch?
Are you sure you weren't in a satanic ritually abused?
No, I was just, not hugged enough.
Are you sure, though?
To that point, people's thoughts are dark. People are always thinking about death, at the very least a lot. Death and sex and taxes.
Taxes.
It reminds me of when Kurt Cobain's book got released, and I hated it after he died, obviously, and they released his journals. And people were like, look at this. He's so dark and cryptic. I'm like, no, man. He just said, kill white supremacists. He just like, fuck Nazis. Yeah. It was pretty basic stuff with little stick figures shooting little fake bullets.
Yeah.
It's what we all drew.
He was a kid.
He was a kid. And it's normal human thought. Mm-hmm. So for Teal Swan, when you say her words cause people to die, this is obviously this is dangerous territory, because obviously we have a First Amendment. And so what do you think crossed the line into like, oh shit, this is very bad?
Well, so Leslie was one of her followers before she became a YouTube phenomenon.
Okay.
So she was one of her first, she calls them clients.
Oh, it's like the Tenacious D when they had the first super fan.
Yes, essentially. So she was early on in that Utah community, and she was going through her own thing. She was having some depression. She was on Lexapro. She was trying to deal with this and doing her own thing. She comes into Teal's community. Not only is Leslie's husband also involved in this, he becomes also fixated on Teal.
Oh yeah.
Her husband and Teal both decide to tell her that you can take medication if you want, but you're never going to be at your heightened soul. Like, that's fine. You don't have to do that. We're just going to be over here being totally chill and up in heaven.
We're going to be one with the Gaia. You're going to not be there, but it's totally cool because you feel kind of not panic right now. That's totally chill.
So, yes. So that first step happens. She starts to take herself off of this medication without a doctor, which is very dangerous.
First massive problem.
Yes. Teal is starting to implement her process, and she's like basically using them as an experiment, it seems like. So she's giving Leslie all these suggestions. It's not working for Leslie. Teal's getting irritated with her. And so Leslie's like, please help me. And she's like, you're not taking my suggestions. Do you even want to live? And Leslie said, yeah. And she goes, what was the phrase? I've never seen a soul wanting to leave the earth so much as you.
Oh, I see.
And then she says, you have to make a choice right now that you choose to live or you choose to die. And very shortly after, she took her life.
Wow, she's like the girl Jim Jones.
She's like a Regina George from Mean Girls. She Mean Girls people. There's other people from her past too who didn't take their lives, but have said that she said very similar, trying to challenge them.
Yeah. and try to quote unquote inspire that.
It sounds like she owns a shitty comedy club.
She does, and it's called her life.
In the interviews afterwards, she said, and then she reincarnated that day. Oh, and that's like a slap in the face.
Because that's her kind of get out of jail free card, too, is that the souls go back in rotation.
So going back to the reset button, after this happens, very shortly after when she's giving her talks, it's on video. I have the footage. I don't think it's online anymore. But she says in this, she's talking about Leslie to the audience, and she said there was nobody who could help her. She couldn't, no spiritual guide could help her. So she did what she was supposed to. But the great thing is 2 days later, she was reincarnated, and the audience goes,
that's totally real.
She was reincarnated as Dane Cook.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. Little known fact, Dane Cook.
He had his soul replaced.
Does she have any evidence of said reincarnation?
No, just her. You better believe her.
You gotta believe her. Now, does she believe that she is a alien or a Jesus energy? Like
both.
Thing, Jesus energy,
and
right?
And also, there was a guru from India from 100 years ago. She also believed she was him. How come everybody who says they're reincarnated is always like Jesus Christ and never like a whore from 1502?
Some of that. She tells people that she also had these other lives. Like the woman who took her life, she told that husband of that woman that she and the husband were in Eskimo village together. They were together in a past life.
Well, didn't they? Wow. Like she did the old fashioned like,
because then you get to kiss and it's cold and then you got to cuddle.
But it wasn't real. It's all fake.
Oh, I see.
But she did the thing where she was trying to keep him in play by being like, you know, I had a dream once and you and I were together. Like did that type of thing. And he was like, oh yeah, I bet that was a fun time in the village then. And then all
and it worked.
Sudden, he's just, yeah. He's
and so the husband of the Leslie, the woman who committed suicide, he didn't seem to care that his now wife is dead then wife is dead.
He's still a Teal fanatic who he was interviewed and said he can't afford to see her anymore. She won't see him because he can't pay.
Aww.
But his dream before he dies is to spend one more hour with her.
Nice.
Whoa. Oh my God. Teal catches flights, not feelings.
Again, man.
Ooh, girl.
Ooh, yes. That's why I was like, if you saw her live, it'd be different. Because I was watching the seminars that people pay all this money to go to. And it's very much the style of, what was it, the show The Other Side? Where Teal Swan, in a BBC investigative report I was watching, she said straight up, people who come to me are already broken and they're looking for me to be there. And so she said another terminology. She said the quiet part out loud.
Quiet part out loud.
She said straight up this idea that like she knows that if you're in that room to see her, you got something fucked up going on. Mm-hmm. So what she does is she says up top, I don't know what's going to happen today. I don't know what you're all going to say, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to read that. Cause she says that she can read all spirit flows and all auras. She said that when she watches society, it looks like a 400 television screens are going on at all times. You can see your auras. You can see your ghosts.
She can see your guts. She can see your digestive system.
Yes. She see all that kind of shit. Yeah. And so she picks questions out of the crowd. And then what she does is bring them up Nexium style, where the idea of like, we're going to talk openly about your inner shit and that's going to release it. Right. But then what she'll do is some random ass thing, and then she'll be like, and I knew you were going to ask that question, which is why we're going to bring it out to the audience. And we're going to talk about how what your dumb thing that you just said is now, it's pliable to all of you. And then everyone just in going,
it's amazing.
I can't do this business building exercises. This is why everyone says, hotels, aren't they fun? It all takes place at Holiday Inns. All of this is conference room nonsense.
It is like, like work building, group building.
And I wonder if they do what evangelical liars, pastors do, where you fill out a comment card before you go in.
Oh, you must.
And then you get, obviously they have a little person go and grab the comments.
The earpiece.
Then it's like, ooh, what, got something here. So it's interesting. She knows that her audience is traumatized. But unlike, you can say what you want about someone like Tony Robbins, for example, he's had some misses, but for the most part, he's a net positive, I think. He's helped people, and I don't think he's helped people commit suicide. The fact that your audience is deeply traumatized because that's where they're there, and then for her to take advantage of it really is, that's what's so gross. It's not like,
it's not
an accident,
No, it is gross. The last psychic I went to see, and like, I love spirituality, I love psychics, I love to believe there's something more than me, but a lot of people they really take advantage of you. The last psychic I saw, she was like, it seems like you need to be healed for the masculine and the human spirit. And I was like, now I'm having a great day. And then she looked at me like so pissed off. Like,
yeah, fuck.
She's like, oh, shit. She's like, no, you've been having problems with your father. And I was like, nah, he was great. I mean, he passed away like 10 years ago, but he was great. She's like, no, his passing really hurt you. And I was no, it didn't.
That's the thing, though. She actually fucked up right there because she said something about your current alive father. And you're like, well, you know, he's been dead for 10 years. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's not even being a good psychic.
No, she's kind of bad. I paid her $80.
Oh.
But maybe this is a good time to jump into the kind of the wider idea. Because so Teal Swan, she now is working her way towards getting a legit cult, legit structure, like trying to have a place where everybody can be physically isolated.
Mm-hmm. What's weird is, or interesting, is that I think she's skewing now because I think she's an opportunist in that way. The most recent thing she's been putting up is about anti-feminism stuff. So I think she's going to take like a Dana Loesch, Candace Owens spin.
Well, she's
on
the
it.
Only feminist.
Right.
Yes. Right. Because she says, like some of her videos will say, like, 1960s, that really ruined women and we should go back. And then she'll be like, you know, buy my book.
It's like a very trad wifey. Yeah, I have a platform and I'm selling stuff and I'm a businesswoman, but it's bad. Don't do that.
Yeah, you can't
I'm
do it.
Naughty for it. It's an I'm naughty for market. The money.
It reminds me, there was this Fox News personality, Andrea Tantaro, and she wrote a book, Tied Up in Knots. But she didn't write it. It was written by another dude. It was a ghostwriter written by a little man, Michael Malice, who is such a little bitch. And the whole thing was how women getting what they wanted made them miserable. Again, it was written by a man and Andrea Tantaro. Cool. But anyway, that market is a really unique market.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of resentment within the female. Trust me, I know.
You're right.
But there is resentment. So that's like the flip market where it's millions and millions of dollars right there. So do you think she's just trying to, do you think she thinks about it in financial terms more than she lets on? Do you think she really understands, like, okay, this is a little rock I can turn over.
This is positioning.
This is a little position that I can do that it makes me unique and I can stand out.
I think it's money, but I think for her, it's way more of the control aspect.
Yeah. She likes feeling important.
She likes feeling like a very heightened being.
And that actually brings me to this next little guy I want to bring up.
So you think she would rather be a spiritual pope than a CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company?
Kind of, because she doesn't live in a mansion or anything.
She wants the money, too, a little bit.
She likes not having to work, I think. She works, obviously. She works very hard. But
she works harder than I do making content. Yeah.
We were all thought we were lazy wanting to be comedians, but it turns out it was 10 times harder than getting a fucking office job.
Yes. I think she likes the being taken care of aspect of it. She has handmaidens and people who do things. She can't plug in her own plugs because of her energy, so a woman literally comes up and plugs it in for her. She can't touch it. Yeah.
Really?
She can't touch it, man. It fucks with her vibe, man. It makes her nipples fall off.
I don't want that.
I haven't let Natalie touch a socket since I read it. Right? And I was just like, no. And I was like, take me, Lord. Take my nipples, Lord.
Take those nipples, please.
But that's why I wanted them. So now we can break out. So Teal Swan is trying to create an actual physical cult. She's going for it. She's going for the gold, right? But there are people out here right now, these days, that we're seeing the term cult, it is bandied about quite a bit. And the idea of people using it almost in an ironic sense or a post-modern sense.
How we
and
call full disclosure, everyone's a pedophile now, too.
Everybody's a pedophile. Everything's a cult.
In full disclosure, we have baby gear that says future cult leader. It's cute.
It is cute. But so that
adorable.
Was tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek.
But like we watched this episode, we were watching a documentary on the Hillsong Church, right? And in my mind, I was watching it. Yes, there's money laundering. Yes, there's child molesting. Yes, there is just straight up manipulation of the weak.
Hypocritical
hypocrisy.
Yes.
But the whole time I'm looking at it and they're trying to call it a cult, but I'm like, this is just church. And so like, at what point does something go from a cult to, what is from a church to a group, right? Because I believe the idea that we can't prosecute people for thought crime.
Absolutely.
People should be able to go and talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about, especially on the internet. It is fucking neutral. There's nothing you can do. You're not going to be able to control the internet no matter what you want.
People are trying real hard. They're trying,
but it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I think a cult and a church, the difference is a church would say, you can access a higher power. It is within you. Like, here's whatever book you need to read. And a cult says, I access the higher power. You come to me and give me your money and your time.
I'm the guy.
That
is a good point, because when we were writing, I didn't write much of Soul Plumber, AKA none of it, but I read it.
Thank you.
But one of the only pieces of advice that I gave was, when it comes to evangelical belief in Christianity, they do put themselves second. to
yes,
God.
Yes, that's the idea. That God is supposed to be number one.
God's number one, and they almost humble themselves to God. And that's a part of this key component. So I think that's a really valid point where the cult leader makes themselves God. And of course, I'm a secular humanist. I think we're our little gods. Yeah. And take that with great responsibility. But I think that's a really fascinating point.
But what is the system that you were talking about?
The bite
talking
model?
This morning? Yeah. So the bite model uses three components, which is the behavior, thought, an emotion, and information.
What's the I?
Information.
Information.
Okay, got it.
So essentially those are four categories that have, you can go down a list. It's not like you can't just check off and go, that's a cult, that's not a cult. But if you're looking at an organization, it's a really helpful guide to go down and see how many boxes they check off and go, this is red flag material.
So if they're trying to contain how you behave, if they're trying to control how you think, like literally what you think from the inside out, if they're trying to control how you feel, where they're trying to say, oh, you're wrong about this not feeling good. And then they're also trying to control the flow of information. So they're trying to control
money must be involved in this as well.
That's behavior. I would put that under behavior. The idea is that because then you're giving up everything to join a little group. But that's why we talk about something like, so now I feel like one of the weird things is like we're in this gray area of, is something like QAnon a cult, right? Is that, I think that there is cult-like behavior, but what my opinion to start off is this idea that I think that we are seeing a new thing, that this is a new thing that is not yet, not a cult, not yet a woman. It is it's a new thing about how people are starting to understand that just from their homes, they could start to mess with reality. They can really fuck with real life, and then you can join in on the fun.
Yeah, I think that's, I think the sense of it being a new phenomenon is the fact that because social media is involved, it's almost a collective of people who've decided to detach from objective reality. And they're all deciding that at the same time, that the truth can just be whatever they want.
Yeah, especially after during lockdowns. Yeah. Because, you know, we're 6 feet apart, we're together. But human beings, like, we need each other to literally huddle against the wind and the cold.
Oh, I hated that Satan indeed.
What?
Whoa. And now it's time to talk about Dr. Fauci.
Well,
I hated that saying.
I hated it
together too.
It was very bad branding for a thing that humans cannot control. Exactly. But that's what I think a lot of people who subscribe to that sort of QAnon thought, that's why they become like a kill Fauci. They need a bad guy. It's Fauci's fault.
Well, can't
just
be the chaos of the universe.
It can't be the chaos. Yeah, exactly.
Well, can you be, now, of course, we have people who are going to be mixtures of all of this, right?
Oh,
I'm sure there are people in Teal Swan's audience
String theory. They all connect to each other.
Really do. And so I wonder if maybe it is going back to what you were talking about with more of a Dana Loesch or a Candace Owens perspective. I wonder if she sees a lot of QAnon thought in her tribe. And because of that, the tail is wagging the dog. And she says this might be the way to go.
I think that's probably true.
Well, she sees a model that works. There's actually this is thanks to our researcher Fusco, who sent me this thing, which is really interesting. There was a concept created by Patricia Thornton in 2005 called cybersectarianism, which is this idea of web-based strategies of text distribution, recruitment, and information sharing strategies with multifaceted international media campaigns and periodic but high-profile episodes of protest, both in and outside the real world.
Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old.
And the idea that, like, this is where the starting of, like, what this quote-unquote an internet cult can be, which is that it starts at home, it starts from the internet, and it is a different thing like a cult, where then it doesn't work along a central...
It's like, not like the Watkins are controlling this. They almost just, like, black-pilled, like, half of the society.
They're happy to cause the chaos, and then the difference between a cult and whatever this is that the power is yours. You can go and run this and take it in your real life.
It's like an MLM for a soul.
Kinda.
You know what I mean? Like, you get paid when you bring five other souls in.
Yes, but there's one person that is really balancing this correctly, which is a person named Ramona Didiolo.
She's doing a good job?
She's really starting to put it all together. She is she's been calling herself the self-proclaimed Queen of Canada.
Okay, well then I think she is the Queen of Canada.
I mean, this is what she's saying.
That's what happened.
Can I be the Queen of Louisiana?
Good luck.
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah,
you got to go get it. But she has jumped on the QAnon bandwagon in a very specific way, where she has said a group of what she calls white hat people mm-hmm. within the deep state. They were the people that help. They're the ones that are helping Donald Trump attack all pedophiles deep within the government. Donald Trump is killing them himself. Mm-hmm. She says that she was appointed by these people as a new queen of the Kingdom of Canada. And she has been creating a group of people online that starts again. It's starting as a thought exercise. It's like she puts a flag of Canada behind her. She puts a stupid hat on. Mm-hmm. She goes onto YouTube. She says, I'm the queen of Canada. Slowly more, but and surely people are joining up to her little group.
It's technically how society was created.
It is.
Yeah.
And that they are all creating a feedback loop where they make it real by showing up for her and then she makes it real mm-hmm. by talking back to them. And what her main thing is that she wants them to, well, she's calling them duck hunters, and she wants them to go out and kill people that are giving vaccinations.
I mean, I played duck hunt when I was a kid. It was a little orange gun. It was fun.
It's different.
Those are not ducks at all.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, people. So she is trying, she is using this, she is an exact example of like somebody that is taking these new formats and these new flows of information on the chaos caused by the universe itself spitting a plague out, and she's riding that wave.
And her platform is just nonsense.
It's garbage.
It's just nonsense.
Well, I heard that she was the queen of Canada, so we have to show her some respect. But I, the interesting thing is, once you get offline, and once you're no longer just a YouTube video and you go the Jared Leto route of having a compound.
Oh, in Mars Island.
Now, oh God, it's...
He's calling it, was it, what is his name, his band, 30 Seconds to Mars?
30 Seconds to Mars.
He's calling that a 30 Seconds to Mars immersive experience, Kessel.
I watched a couple of YouTube documentaries on him, and that man is fucking psycho, but he, don't worry, he just won an Oscar. And Hollywood does, of course, tell us what morality is.
When I get older, I want to join a cult to like, you know, that's my retirement plan.
It's called Retirement Home.
Yeah.
It's the biggest cult of all, and they all fuck each other and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but do you think when it comes to her wanting tangible land in a tangible commune, this changes it now, right?
I think so.
This now makes it something where obviously, I'm sure she's already been investigated by the FBI. I'm sure there's...
Well, she's not in... She had to leave the country.
Oh, did she already
have to leave the country? She's in Costa Rica. And I bet the FBI would come to her, and she's so beautiful.
This is Teal Swan, by the way.
This is Teal Swan.
She's so beautiful, Teal Swan. I'm sure the FBI would come and raid her, and she would, like, her perfect tits and eyes would just be like, fellas, why are you here? Don't you enjoy
the FBI,
your spirit?
They have no sexual...
I think they would get hard-ons and bow down.
I think they're so cold.
You're betting a lot on penises. And honestly, you can really count on penises to be hard and ignore a lot of things. But the FBI, I think they do a lot of training to make sure their penises stay down.
They tape it down. But who knows? But either way, when she gets the compound, this is where it could get very dangerous.
Yeah. I've had dinner with Jared Leto several times, by the way. It was very strange.
You stay away from my wife, Jared Leto.
It wasn't on a date. It was like groups.
Did he eat vegan? I bet he's a vegan.
I think so. I had some weird experiences with him.
Under the bus, although I'm not one.
Just suffice to say, they were bizarre, bizarre experiences.
He's an odd duck.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she now has a compound, and she has people, I think we're seeing it in real time, who probably detached from their families, and maybe their families are trying to find them. We don't really know right now, because it's like actually happening.
How many people would you say are at her commune?
I think probably just like 30.
That's Lord Raelle level.
Okay, that's not that many.
Keep it small. Keep a boutique. It's more manageable that way.
It could be growing, but she has big like 2-week seminars that happen there all the time too.
I see. Yeah. And it seems like her clientele, as she calls them, are probably, I would assume, middle class to upper middle class.
Rich.
Does that make sense? Does that check out?
Oh, she will. Yeah.
Because
depends.
It seems like a lot of these cults, and we talk about it all the time. How would anyone be dumb enough to join a cult? Keith Raniere was on the cover of fucking Forbes.
Well, he had a certain cachet. Teal Swan has now been kind of, her bubble, I believe, has been popped a little bit for the quote unquote, for the high end, for the big fish.
You think so?
It might be because she really goes for the vulnerable. She really goes for the vulnerable. There was another person.
What's more vulnerable than the son of a wealthy person or the daughter of a wealthy person who's looking for...
Where are they? Where is that person for us?
Looking for love. But Teal Swan is now on like regular Instagram stuff. Like I'll be scrolling through and she's just
the video one. The video ones go to everybody all the time. Oh, people share her content. Yeah.
But I see.
But she's not like that. So she is kind of... She still, I believe, keeps it towards the very broke. I think it's people who can't afford it. are giving her money. But
oh, yeah, sure.
There's
yeah.
somebody like Chris Cantelmo who started this new group where he's created basically a church around DMT. Is a guy that started on Reddit.
I was reading about this guy.
He's very, very interesting. He just recently committed suicide.
That's not good, Henry.
It's not good.
No. From too much DMT?
No.
You did the devil horns and made it sound fun.
Suicide.
No. But if you commit suicide while you're on DMT, does your brain live in chaos forever?
Actually, that's a really good question.
No, nobody try, please.
No, do it.
No need.
But Chris Cantelmo, he did this thing where he was a Yale physicist that got turned on DMT and it changed mm-hmm. his whole life. And he came out and he said that DMT cured his brain cancer. He later right. on went to go reel that back because he said, I never had brain cancer, but I had the worst brain cancer of all, which is atheism. And DMT cured that. He has a bunch of different rules if you read about his thing. But what he said, basically he's the only person that got the information from the DMT machine elves. And then he is well, going
isn't
to give
that convenience.
He really does. And he's the only one who's evolved enough to do it. And he's giving it to his followers. But what he was actively trying to do was get celebrities and porn stars and all these people to come to his little house and do DMT. He gave, some people believe that he gave out close to $1 million in retirement money, buying people Reddit golds, flying people out to go see him, buying people podcast equipment so he could be on their podcast, doing this kind of shit. So, I mean, again, great for art.
I mean, it just sounds like another one of those like negative 48 scams where it's just like a guy going, I'm just going to throw it out there and see if a bunch of people come and fuck me and give me money. And it worked.
Is it bad?
Well, for some, I mean, with the negative 48 thing, a lot of families are like, my, wife is now gone. She like,
negative 48?
The JFK cult.
Oh,
can you elucidate?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Oh, this was happening for the last, I don't know. When did it come? It was after January 6th. All
there's
that
a certain amount of that stuff that I literally cannot engage with because of how stupid everyone in all guys, levels are involved.
You guys have definitely, they went to where JFK was shot.
Oh, yeah.
And they were waiting for him to return.
Yeah, they're all so
but
dumb.
But they never left.
No. They're just there.
Now they're there now. Yeah. They just live there in a commune.
And they're just camping out.
And there's a guy who runs it and they call him negative 48. And it's, they use that, what's that called with it? Then you do the number symbolism stuff. It's
numerology.
But it's like, it's like so childish the way they're like A is one and B is two and then you add them together.
Yes. Oh yes.
So a bunch of people just like gave their entire lives, waxed their credit cards out for this guy and they all just hang out now together.
My question mm-hmm. is being like, why would you, we all know, we've all been there in a way where like I have given myself over to paranoic thought, but I do it for the show. Like I do it creatively. Like I jump in, I'd like to stretch my mind to think and allow whatever idea goes in there.
Free thinker.
I'm a free thinker, but I can delete the ideas. Mm-hmm. What is this just about media literacy? Like, is this literally just trying to have people understand that the more you like, because we had this conversation this morning mm-hmm. about the idea that I think people don't understand that what they see on their computer is their screen is unique compared to everybody else.
Yeah, I think half of those people are black-pilled, watching the destruction of society. And the other half think that they are on a mission from God himself, herself, and they have to save the
itself.
Children. Itself.
God is a big
chicken.
Dog.
Oh, it's a doggy.
Oh, God's a dog.
That's fine. I wanted to be a chicken.
You can have it whatever you want to be.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. They're there to save the children. They're there to let people know that COVID is not real. Like, they believe it with every ounce of their being. And I think it's hard to differentiate where do you fall on which side?
Because the more you research, the more your algorithm is gamed for you to only see the same thing again and again. So you think you're the only person receiving the truth.
There was a study that was done and 77% of the people didn't realize, as Henry was saying, that their Instagram or Facebook is unique. And so that's why you look at them and they tell you about child sex, slave rings, at Comet Pizza, and you're like, I don't think so. And they're like, you didn't hear the news?
No, I'm like, and Salt Bay.
If you look at $31,000 for shitty steak and hanging out with that guy, that man's a cult leader.
He is a fucking cult.
Yeah.
Cult leader.
It's a salt cult.
Cult.
But if you listen to the man who went down to Comet Pizza, it was a 3-hour live stream that he gave.
Yeah.
And he actually had very good intentions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he had kids and he was like, I just want to save
people. He thought he was saving the world.
And I think it was quite enlightening when it wasn't the case. And then he's like, how did I get here? You're just with a shotgun in the middle of a pizza place.
You're probably wondering
how did I get here? And it really is so sad because these people, again, are broken.
I had to delete TikTok because it was showing me increasingly more hateful stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, the video that broke me is this woman got on there and she's like, all men are rapists. And I was like, excuse me?
Yes.
And then I was like, wait a minute. You've been showing me like increasingly hateful stuff, you know? And I was just
and
like,
and that algorithm is on purpose. That's a thought war that's going on right now. Just like fentanyl is a tangible war that you could argue. The Chinese TikTok, for example, is much different.
Yes.
They
promote dancing and music playing and science. And yeah. I mean, it's a
really
whole thing.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
but
of
it's
course,
their own.
You have to love the state and all those types of things, but that is on purpose.
Yeah.
My Instagram initially was all right wing Charlie Kirk. I'm a straight 40-year-old white dude. And so they're just like, he's going to love it. It's taken me forever
Charlie
just to get
Kirk.
To pizza
titties,
videos.
It's pizza. It's boobies.
I keep my boobies out of my Instagram. Well, sometimes they just show
it's
up.
Because I clicked on, and I'm sorry, my beautiful wife, but one time, if you click on one big titted gilf,
it
changes your whole fucking
algorithm. Is that a grandmother I want to
find? Yeah, and I didn't know because the picture's so small and square that I just clicked it, and then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, she's very old.
Granny acceptance has to be, that's fine. They're beautiful, too.
You can look at the whole algorithm.
You can look at them, baby.
But I'm just saying, it fucked up my algorithm. Now it's 40% gilf.
Wow. You do protest a little bit. I don't think that you maybe had clicked on more than one.
I just don't need them all because you can't see what their faces look like when the square is small.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Did you guys see the interview at all of the guy that had the Q shirt on at January 6th when he was chasing the cop up the stairs? He was like in all the pictures.
Yeah.
His FBI interview after he turned himself in got released. And it is a lot of him going to the FBI agents. So you guys hear about this pizza place? The storm's come. Is the storm coming?
Right.
Very,
I just look at pottery on Instagram. And then, I don't know what you mean.
And then he was asking them with full earnestness in his voice. I mean, I'm just some guy from Indiana. I found all this. How are you guys not seeing? I've been doing all this research and I found this.
Right.
How do you not know? Very confused. And so like having that sort of awakening to it is that he doesn't know he's getting sent all of this stuff.
I feel
kind of
bad for him now.
Sort of. He let himself down the valley.
At a certain point,
and then
you have a choice.
You have to figure out a way to pull yourself out. Like I feel like that's what it is. I think it's okay to be very curious, but you need to find a way. You need to have like a parachute line. You got something that can pull you up out.
We also need a better phrase than do your research or I did research, because I don't think a lot of people know what research is.
Like YouTube's not research. No. YouTube is YouTube. It's
you
its own
have
thing.
Friends that are different than you. You know, people
sure.
that think and behave differently.
I
than
agree.
You. That pulls me out of a lot.
IRL, that's where you need them. You need them in
real life. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Nellie, we were talking a little bit too. Like now, so we'll say, okay, these are all in the sphere of politics, self-help. This shit also has crawled up into the guts of, can you even believe it, entertainment? Like, and yes.
Are you telling me the entertainment industry is susceptible to stupid thought?
Kissel.
What? So Barbara Streisand's been replaced?
She's alive.
She can't
She
be
just
replaced.
Turned 80.
She looks great, Barbara.
80 years tight. But Natalie, we were talking about 7M, 7 Management, which is a thing we talked about a little bit on Side Stories, which is like people that are kind of creating sort of like TikTok influencer homes, but that seem to be far, far right Christian angle.
That could be a cult.
It kind of is. I mean, he's housing adults.
There's a TikTok house near my house as well.
Oh,
aren't they twerking on the lawn and stuff?
Yeah, they do TikTok stuff. Yeah, it's always, they seem to be having fun.
They're just always mudding somehow. You're like, there's no mud here. Where did this come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're 7M is raising a lot of controversy because it is beautiful, sexy, talented dancers on TikTok, and they're like doing, and you're like, wow, these,
and they
these
actually
people
can
are so
dance.
Cool.
It's not like the stupid waist dancing. I think that's stupid. The people who just move their stupid hands.
No, they're professional dancers.
Yeah.
And they're great, and they draw you in, and then they're like, we go to this church. But they are being, the dancers are kind of being micromanaged by this very elusive older man, and nobody knew what he looked like until recently. Somebody caught a picture of him.
Ooh, is he gross looking?
I'm trying to find him right now.
He's just like a dumpy old guy.
I get the pretty girls to come dance for me.
Hey, yeah. it's sometimes you got to see something besides other old men.
His name's Robert Shin.
It's a tale as old as time. Literally, it's biblical. I mean, Jesus, that's why he hung out with a lot of hot chicks for a reason.
Yeah.
That's why he was so cool.
Jesus was gay.
It's possible.
Whoa. Is that controversial?
Also, the truth is, if he did exist in the realm of the Bible, he would actually be quite wealthy. A lot of people think he would be poor, but technically having that sandal and robe was very fancy.
Yeah, but Shekinah Church, that's where Robert Shin comes from. So that's the Shekinah Church.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he is trying to put his own stamp. So, but again, what's the difference between a cult and if you are over 18 years old and you can go and sign up for this management company where you do believe in his weird, you know, slice of Christianity, and you actively decide, hey, I am going to be a part of this. And then he is showing us, we going to show the world God's love through my waist dancing.
Right.
Like, what's the difference?
Well, he's controlling their bank accounts, their where they live. And the families and the friends of people in it are going, They're gone now. We can't talk to them. And please help. We don't know what to do. Our daughter stopped speaking to us. And then the daughter comes on and she does the sort of talking head. I'm perfectly fine. I love my life. And I am not in a cult. I just don't like my family anymore.
I did see her beady eyes. And I do sort of kind of almost believe that she believes in with some level that she does what and she does believe in what she's doing. Sure. But that's also what a cult does.
Yeah. Maybe her family's just annoying.
I don't know. That's so sad that some algorithm is driving people apart. I mean, I know this guy's an actual person, but, you know, going back to like the algorithm and what people see, that so many people are being, they're not speaking to their family anymore because these videos told me not to talk to Meemaw.
Yeah.
Maybe Meemaw needs some love.
Well, maybe the family's annoying and you don't want to talk to them as well. So that is also possible. Well, I guess just to kind of bring it back to Teal Swan, just where do you guys think this is going to go now? I mean, she's in phase. What phase is this?
Suicide.
Once you move out of the States, right? So now we're in Costa Rica. We're sort of Jim Jones territory, as
Lord
you mentioned.
Lord Rael, even more the farty version of it.
The fartiest of all the cult leaders from Chicago.
See?
Where do you guys think this is going to go with Teal Swan? Because at some point, is she one of those people who has... Does she do any end game speaking? Does she do any end of times talks at this point?
I mean,
has she taken that turn yet where it's like, and at some point we're all going to have to die. You know that, right? And everyone's like, okay.
Well, I mean, her whole methodology is based on suicide is just starting over again, that everybody's reincarnated. So don't be worried about death, which is always a little bit of a scary thing to start out with.
I don't know why they always got to start with that. Can't we just be like, can you make me jump higher?
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say start because that's not right.
That's video 12.
Gets in there.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, you've been pulled slowly along and then you get to her real thoughts.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. I really hope it just that she keeps grifting and maybe she will just become like a right wing, like mouthpiece.
Like a pundit.
Now.
She'll be on Fox News.
Yeah, she'll be on Fox.
Fox Nation.
I hope that's the case. I hope that it might go that way.
So the best case scenario is just middle of the road.
Yeah, it's bad business
kind
to
of
kill
a
yourself.
Person.
So you're saying really honestly, the only way to fix this is to get her on The Masked Singer. Where she needs.
Yeah. She'll be on there.
This is where Hollywood could come in.
Yeah.
Give her attention.
Yeah.
Because that's what she wants, right? And I really feel like there's some way where, like, okay, before she starts telling everybody to fucking kill themselves and maybe has a couple of shock
troops.
She
can replace Amber Heard in Aquaman.
Yes! Yes!
Hashtag
my hat going
Amber.
Up and down. Whoa! Yeah!
By the way, obviously, that's a fun little trial if people want to watch it, but
she making it. Dookie.
Poopgate is always a roundtable thing, and I saw it trending on Twitter. I'm like, finally, we made it. To
maybe also, Amber Heard shit in the bathtub.
She did. It's Amber Turd.
That fucking bitch.
So you think that this is just going to now go into, much like remember the double down at KFC? And everyone's like, oh my God, chicken, no bread. This is the most disgusting thing ever, right? And it was shocking, and they had posters for it. And now
it's destabilizing.
And now it's just on the menu.
Yeah.
Now it's just another... the double down. But when it comes out, it's like, whoa, this is amazing. So do you think that Teal Swan is just going to sort of like Homer Simpson in the meme of going into the bushes? Is she just going to become part of the milieu? of American thought?
Isn't that sort of the question about all of these sort of doomsday QAnon-esque anti-vax groups? What's going to happen to them
and
eventually?
The anti-vax movement, I mean, Robert, we just played a clip on Abe Lincoln's Top Hat, Robert Kennedy Jr. He's very anti-vax. You have a lot of conspiracy. Oh, left yes. and right, these
it's all
the
over
fringes
the
meet their tips.
Oh, yeah, they definitely meet
in very strange
and
places.
And what they'll do is they'll like pull somebody from another opinion and be like, look how everybody else thinks. And this other person I think was just fucking crazy. You know what I mean? They'll be like, look at these like other opinions. This is how they all behave. And I'm like, no, we don't behave like that.
Because you have somebody, again, like, I'll bring it to this the Queen of Canada, Rowena Digula. Mm-hmm. Like, we have no fucking clue whether or not any one of her dingbat people that follow her are going to go and actually commit violence against a nurse or a doctor. It does seem to be kind of like how the convoy, trucker convoy, when it came to the US, DC, right? It all fell apart because it mostly was people.
Well, the DC convoy was a joke.
It was dumb, but it was the thing was that it was mostly people online going like, yeah, let's get them. And then getting that kind of cortisol or whatever that hormone that you get feeling like, oh yeah, I'm a part of this group.
Gonna make a
difference.
But then
like, you go like, my back hurts. Right. Oh, it's on a Thursday.
I have to go out of the house like, and do this.
Where it's like the same thing with the duck hunters. Like, I feel like at some point it feels good to be like, yeah, I got them. But then you don't know whether or not they're actually going to do it. And like, this is kind of this like sticky thing of like, do you shut her down just because she's saying to do all of these stuff? I think because she's inciting violence directly, she did switch it to citizens' arrests, obviously.
Very nice. Very nice.
But like, that type of thing, like, what do we do with that kind of shit?
I don't know. What do we do with all the people who keep giving dates that stuff's going to happen and it keeps getting pushed? Is that just going to happen forever?
I guess so. And it has been. Mormonism, they've all been doing it forever.
Right. I don't know. You're April 16th, you know, we're all going to go show our assholes to the moon.
Wish that
fantastic?
Was... I think we should.
Yeah.
Love
that,
to.
Actually, next April 16th, 2023.
All right.
We're all of America is going to feel compelled to show their assholes to the moon.
That's
moon
right.
The moon, like you're camping and you saw a train. That's what you do. You moon the train. That's a little tidbit there from the campgrounds.
That's track rape.
I don't think that is
the
case.
Is that track consent? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. Teal Swan,
how do we fix it?
You can't.
How do we fix
I'm against deplatforming.
Come on, girls.
Because then we would get deplatformed. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to get deplatformed.
We've already been, whatever. We were pre-canceled because that's called not getting cast.
Shadow banned.
We can't ban it.
No.
It's just thought. So I guess the only thing we can do is just try to educate the people that are watching
it. I mean,
media also. Literacy.
Infiltrate the algorithm.
And also, you know, I'm sure there are. I bet you 20% of what she says can help you.
Well, yeah, that's
so take the best
thing
out of everything. Yeah. Take the best, whether it be religion or leaders. Even Jim Jones did some good stuff in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so take the good out of everything and then you can cobble together, because we're all self-editors of our own reality. You can cobble together and become a fairly normal person.
That's true. Shut off your phone, go take a walk around the block, and then get your own thoughts together. I think that's the best thing you can do.
Drink one cup of water.
Yeah.
And no more or no less.
No less. But also, it's interesting, Kissel, because you have spent, you really, I don't want to puff you up too much.
I already had all that Thai food last night.
Yes, Kissel, yes. But you do have, you've spent many years reading both far on the left and the right side of media issues. And it is really interesting to see how they, it all hangs together and how like, and what do we, you
and
know,
how
I
fluid
feel like
it is. And
you could just say to our people as much as possible, like, I try to read news outside of America to see how people view
definitely.
Us. I like to see how, because again, you really have to try to train your brain to not get pulled into the first
critical,
cool thing you see.
Critical
and,
thinking
and
skills.
Deductive reasoning is
talk
really important.
Talk to people with different values than you or different political beliefs.
And empathy.
Empathy. And just be like, I'm a normal person. Maybe you're a normal person.
Spun, check out Someplace Underneath.
Thank you guys.
You guys are doing such a great job.
Thanks for having us.
The shows have been so thick. I really appreciate all the work that you guys do and good work.
I mean, we have to live up to the LPN standards. And I know that like we're not a Marcus. We make up several Marcuses physically.
If you
but
guys cough
mentally,
really loud and stuff and have bleeding assholes, you can be Marcus for the day.
I'll give it a shot.
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a red moon next April 16th when Marcus shows his bunghole to the stars.
We'll say, can we all say we miss Marcus on three? One, two, three. three.
All right, here we miss Marcus. We miss Marcus. Yep. Obviously. Of course, he needs to get his sleep, and he'll be back next week. You fucking better be.
You fucking better be.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening to this special episode with Spun and two of the three boys from Last Podcast on the Left. You all are just wonderful. Thanks for supporting the network. And Henry and I, May 6th at Hollywood at the Avalon, we're going to be doing a little show together. We don't know what it is, but it's next Friday.
Yep.
So we should probably talk about it.
We should figure it out.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that.
And also, we are going to be making an appearance at the Weed Conference Hall of Flowers next week, May 4th.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Flowers. Now we're going to have to hear the May the 4th be with
you. No, I'm hearing nothing. Don't even say it.
All right.
I'm not hearing it.
Mm. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for
listening.
Because
it's free marketing for a massive conglomeration that is absolutely fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Didn't have that my 2022 bingo card.
Yeah. They
got the assignment. You ever say they got the assignment?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, everyone. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Look at this, Galatians, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I said that so timidly.
You can say hail.
Good.
You can say
now
hail
say,
me,
now
Natalie.
Say your taglines.
Oh, we say we are Amber, Natalie, and we are saucy, pert, and greasy.
Nice.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.